Now joined by head coach Joel Holtmann of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. We'll get the Lady Bulldogs' schedule up and running here as Trenton took one on the chin last night. Kind of a roller coaster ride of emotions and momentum and all those things. Polo came in. I knew this about Polo, coach, just looking at their scores that they could hit. They certainly can do that, but you kind of felt like, too, that you can get to the Polo pitching staff, but you can't give up 14 runs in five innings either. That made it a tough night for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, and it was just it was one of those nights, you know, pitchers, just like in baseball, sometimes you just don't have it, and you have to grind it out, and you might not have it at certain times, but you got to find it, and we struggled with that, and so at practice today we're gonna work on those things and work on filling up the strike zone.
There are, and I kind of made this point in post game last night, you know, there are a variety of different reasons why that game didn't go well last night, but it all doesn't go on one person's shoulders. There were a couple of plays that weren't made in the field in the first inning. You know, you couldn't get that key out to get you out of the second inning. You end up putting three runs on the board, and then just, you know, you had that big error in the third inning where it could have been a home to first double play. That one didn't happen, so all teachable moments, but things that you can really look at and say, if we make these plays in key moments, we're right in these softball games.
Yeah, one of the things that is just, you know, our team is not necessarily really young. You know, we don't have a ton of freshmen. We just have one freshman and out in right field. And she made a pretty big mistake last night. You know, the ball got past the outfield fence and didn't throw her hands up, which we've talked about, and you kind of just expect. But a lot of the girls don't have a lot of game time situation experience. And so the only way to get better at that is to go through it and learn from your mistakes and move on. It's hard to replicate that at practice. So we're going through those speed bumps now so we can be playing our best softball towards the end of the season. You know, we're not continuously making the same mistake, which is good to see as a coach. It's tough as a coach to know that, you know, the players have it in them, but they just haven't got to go through those experiences. So, like I said, we'll clean that stuff up and continue to not make the same mistake more than once and hopefully turn things around.
You know, the thing that's encouraging, and you mentioned this Wednesday out at Hy-Vee, is that there's so much want to that the girls have. But when you have a lot of want to and they're trying hard and they're doing the best they can to try to get what's a pretty elusive conference victory, when things don't go well, it puts so much pressure on them that it makes them hard to just kind of settle down and do the things that they're capable of doing, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I remember being in high school and not being able to slow my brain down. And now that I can slow my brain down, I don't get to play. So, you know, it's hard to explain to players, you know, the mindset that you have to have going into each and every game. But, you know, it's really, really important. You know, I think they have to know the importance of trying to slow the plays down and try to make the right play. And a big part of that is knowing where to go before the ball gets to you. And so that's something we've preached. But again, you know, doing it at practice with nobody around is a lot easier than getting in those games with the fans and the other team there. So, like I said, it's just one of those things of getting that experience, getting that feel, and trusting your teammates and trusting your coaching staff and doing what we're trying to ask you to do is what's going to be the difference between the wins and the losses.
It's amazing how quick it happens, Coach, because in the fourth inning, did I think Trenton would win? I wasn't sure, but you feel better about it with down 6-4 and having momentum, and it looked like, you know, the pitching staff was starting to kind of figure things out. Then about 20 minutes later, you give up 8 runs and you're looking at a run rule loss, and just it happened that quick where you're kind of feeling good about things, and then it, you know, the basement fell out certainly.
Yeah, I mean, as a coaching staff, we never, you know, you know, just like my players, I don't want myself to get too high or too low. You know, when we're up, I don't think that the game's over, and when we're down, I don't think the game's over, no matter what the score is. So, you know, I didn't really even focus on the time. I was just focusing on, you know, the next batter and the next out, And I hopefully the players were doing the same thing and not really scoreboard watching. And then after, of course, after the fifth is when I looked up and started to think about things, and especially offensively, that we needed to do to stay in the game. But Polo's got a good squad, and you know, if you give up walks, obviously you're going to have runners on, and if you fill up the strike zone, they can make you play as well. But we much rather them earn it than give it to them, and that was a big struggle last night.
Yeah, playing with fire when you walk people, we know that. Not the record you want, Coach, but as far as a week that should have the girls really excited, and I think that the week's going to have a big say as to what direction Trenton goes with districts, you know, looming ever closer. You got a lot of home games next week. You got Lawson Monday, you got Milan Tuesday, Princeton Thursday, you got three games next Saturday in the Nan Carter tournament. And these are generally against teams that you know you can play against. Can you beat them? You hope so, but you know that you don't have a 12-0 juggernaut among these teams that are coming into your place next week.
Yeah, and, you know, the girls were really, really excited last night when I kind of told them the schedule. You know, I try to train them to only look at the next, you know, week. And so we have that makeup game versus Princeton that got scheduled for Thursday. So that gives us three home games and then a home tournament on Saturday. And, you know, what we're looking for is just to keep building on what we've been doing and build on the positives and try to eliminate the negatives. And so being at home, being homecoming week, we got some distractions that we're going to have to block out, but I think the girls are up to it. And so what we're going to do is just continue to compete and grind out whatever we can and learn when we can. And biggest thing for us is doing it together because, you know, right now the record's not what we like, but we are together. And what is going to even be more fun is when we start to get those wins. It's going to be more fun when, like I said, we're doing it together and all rowing in the same direction.
How helpful is it, Coach? You know, it'd be one thing if you're sitting there with a record well below 500 and you know, it's just night after night after night you're not playing well, but you played well on Monday. You just ran into a pitcher that you couldn't figure out in Julia Canoy, which is going to happen to people. But if you play at that level, you know that you can win a lot of games. So as a coach, that is a very encouraging thing when you know that the girls have it in them to play the way that they did on Monday.
Yeah, it's encouraging, and it can also be frustrating at the same time, you know. But you also, as a coach, you're constantly reminding yourself that you're constantly reminding yourself that, you know, the girls want it just as bad, if not more than you. You know, I want to compete and I want to win just as bad as they do, and they want that same thing. And so when they make a mistake, it's tough, but it's tough on them too. You know, they're not going out there going, hey, coach, I really want to make a mistake. They want to make plays, and so I'm trying to put them in the best possible position to do those things. So, it's frustrating, but at the same time, you know, you love to see the positiveness and they're getting to see themselves have success. And so what that's hopefully going to breed is just more success and more competition and hopefully more wins.
It's well said, Coach Joel Holtman of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. Lawson Monday at 5, Milan Tuesday at 5:30. That Milan game we'll have on 92.3 KTGN. Princeton next Thursday. Brookfield, Milan, and South Harrison will be the opponents in pool play in the Nan Carter Classic hosted by North Central Missouri College 1 week from tomorrow. Then trip to Gallatin the following Monday, the 28th. Appreciate the time, Coach. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tom.